This is the Huntersfield Anomaly Report. This is Dr. Audrey Schaefer speaking, recording HFAR-S log 001. Time, 21:45 hours. It's my turn to be on watch. The others are sleeping. It was a bit of a struggle to convince the rest of the team that, yes, they do need sleep in order to function. I don't blame them. Everyone's a bit unnerved. I offered each of them a mild sedative to help them get some rest, but Officer Bolton was the only one to accept at first. After some convincing, Commander Chambers also accepted. Officer Murden's tests have shown no immediate danger. The air is breathable, the radiation levels are no more than they would be outside of the door. Their temperature gauge seems to be malfunctioning, but based on my personal assessment, the temperature is cool, but not uncomfortably so. I'm a bit worried about the lack of a day and night cycle. Already I can feel myself losing track of the time. If my watch is still correct, we've been in here for 13 hours. What worries me the most, though, is that I'm not hungry. I haven't eaten since about an hour before we entered at 0832 hours. I should be hungry. No one else seems to be experiencing hunger either. I haven't asked them explicitly. I don't want to add to the unnecessary stress. It seems that no one else has noticed that none of us have eaten from the stash of MREs each of us have in our backpacks.
I have. Noticed, that is.
Oh, Officer Griffiths, I didn't realize you were awake.
Watch going all right?
Yes. I would have woken you if I noticed anything out of the ordinary.
Other than none of us eating for the past 13 hours.
I was going to bring it up in the morning if the lack of hunger was still an issue. I thought the stress may have prevented us from being hungry, and that things might be different once we all get some sleep.
You know that's not true, Dr. S.
What do you mean?
Something is wrong here. I don't think it's just the stress.
I can't conclude that definitively until the morning.
When is morning, by the way?
We're about 2 hours from midnight at the moment.
Got it.
You should go back to sleep, Officer Griffiths.
Wasn't sleeping.
All the more reason to go to sleep now. I'm serious, Officer Griffiths. You'll be no help to the team if you're sleep deprived. Here, take this.
I'm good.
It's just a mild sedative. Same as Commander Chambers and Officer Bolton took.
Seriously, Dr. S. I'm okay.
You can just call me Audrey. And as your medical officer, I really must insist that you get some rest.
She's right, Brennan.
Officer Murdens, sorry for waking you.
You didn't.
Okay.
If you'd like, I can take over the watch.
No. It's Officer Murden's turn next, and they're not meant to be taking over for another 2 hours. I will make you take the sedative if you agree to at least try to get some sleep.
I'd feel a lot better if you just let me join the watch.
Respectfully, Officer Griffiths, that's not your decision. As your medical officer, you will either try to get some sleep, or I must insist you take this sedative.
Fine. I'll lie down and close my eyes, but I'm not taking that.
Thank you, Officer Griffiths.
So, nothing odd yet?
Yet.
You never know.
No, nothing odd.
Hmm.
You're up a bit early to take over the watch.
Oh, you know me, Audrey. Always eager to take on responsibility.
Are you all right, Officer Murdens?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I'm just asking.
What are you insinuating, Dr. Schaefer?
I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just doing my job as your medical officer.
Well, I have no medical concerns at the moment.
I'm asking if it's the nightmares keeping you up.
Shut up. Brennan? You're lucky he's asleep already. And besides, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I knew he was asleep. His breathing slowed noticeably a few minutes ago.
You were watching him breathe?
When you've been a doctor as long as I have, you learn to pick up on these things.
Whatever. It's not nightmares. That's none of your business.
You're smart, Officer Mertens. Certainly smart enough to get into the team's medical database and strike certain details from your record. But not smart enough to do it without leaving a trace.
How did you...
A simple error. You misspelled my name.
What?
The last entry on your medical record at the time of your interference was a record of an examination Dr. Vargas had performed on you before I began my preliminary examinations on the team. He had made some notes for me, and when I got the file, I noticed he had spelled my last name S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R. I've known Dr. Vargas for quite some time, and while I know mistakes happen, it was unlikely. He's extremely meticulous. Once I looked into it, it was pretty obvious that someone had been altering the file, taking things out, etc. As soon as I figured that out, I was pretty sure it was you.
You have no proof of that?
No. Not until I looked back through my emails and noticed one you had sent to the entire team about not disturbing you while you were working in your lab. You mentioned me specifically, as I had apparently interrupted you by asking you, on behalf of Commander Chambers, to please report to her to receive a briefing. You spelled my name, S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R.
How long have you known?
A while. I decided not to confront you about it until necessary. It wasn't hard to recover the information you had deleted, and now that I had it all, I didn't see a reason to start making trouble. After all, it seemed based on your file that you stopped experiencing the nightmares a few years back. But if you are still having them, and it's negatively impacting your physical or mental health, I need to know.
I'm not.
May I ask why you felt compelled to delete this information from your medical file?
Actually, Dr. Schaefer, you may not.
Please go back to sleep, Officer Mertens.
I have some tests to run.
Officer Mertens, don't...
Don't what, Dr. Schaefer?
Don't go too far. Stay in sight.
Okay.
I am worried about Officer Mertens, but I don't know how to get through to them. Despite being trained in both mental and physical wellness, I've always been better with the latter. Nonetheless, I am going to do my best to get to the bottom of what's going on with them. I'm hoping we can have a more productive conversation once the both of us have gotten at least a little more rest than we have so far. Commander Chambers seems to be sleeping soundly, which is a relief. Maybe even more for me than for her. She's been having a difficult time lately. Well, since she joined the team, to be frank. I hope the rest will do her good. Officer Bolton is also sound asleep. The same goes for Officer Griffiths. As far as I'm aware, Officer Bolton is the only one of us who has something, tying her back to home. I know she has a younger sister who she is close with. As for the rest of us, well, I suppose we're just adrift. And that worries me. I can't explain it. As unscientific as it is, I think Officer Griffiths is correct. I think there's something here that is not right. To say that feels foolish, I'm not sure how to explain it. I'll update again before I let Officer Mertens take over the watch, but as of now, I have no further comments. This is Dr. Audrey Schaefer speaking, continuing HFAR-S log 001. Time, 23:58 hours. Officer Mertens came back about half an hour after they went to run tests. They said nothing, but they did go back to sleep, which is for the best. I'll wake them up when the time hits 2400 hours. Commander Chambers will take over the watch when they finish their shift at 0400 hours. I'm not sure if I'll be able to fall asleep. I think my circadian rhythm has already been thrown off. I'll probably end up taking one of the sedatives. I've offered them tonight just to try to offset the stress of the day, but I don't want us to become dependent on them. They're just Rolmeltian, so not highly addictive or anything. However, they may start to lose efficacy if taken regularly for an extended period. I should take one. Just tonight. Commander Chambers wants to form a game plan tomorrow, and I'd like to be prepared to offer any assistance if I can.
Jesus, that's loud.
Were you able to get some sleep, Officer Mertens?
Yeah, sure.
If it's all right with you, I'm going to head to bed then.
Do whatever you want.
Don't forget to label your log.
Right. HFAR-M log 001. Fucking logs. I don't know what exactly you want me to say. I'm here. I'm keeping the watch. Oh, what's that? There's no fucking point to this? Because we're alone here and it's not like a boogeyman or a ghost or fucking whatever is gonna pop out of one of these doors and give us all a big scare?
You can't know we're alone.
Holy Jesus, Brennan, can you not? I thought Dr. Schaefer ordered you to chill the fuck out.
Couldn't sleep.
Well, that makes two of us, I guess.
I guess.
So, just gonna hang out with me then?
Beats lying there in silence, even if only marginally.
Fair enough. You're not tired?
No.
No. Me neither. Too much going on.
Yep.
So, no sedative?
No, I'm not. I just don't like the idea. A security officer should stay alert.
You know it's not like a tranquilizer, right? Just meant to help you sleep a bit.
I know. My point still stands. No sedative for you either?
No.
Temp gauge still not working?
No. No matter where I try to measure, it just reads zero, and obviously it's not freezing. All of my other sensors seem to be fine.
You calibrated it before we got in here.
Of course I calibrated it. Radio's still not working?
Nope.
That complicates things.
Yep. You sure you don't want to sleep? I don't mind taking over the watch.
I'm sure. Why don't you go back to sleep? You know you're probably less alert if you stay up all night than if you just take the pill.
I told you, I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying, if you're going to be stubborn, at least base your stubbornness on some kind of logic.
You're one to talk.
What?
Nothing.
You ready for tomorrow?
What?
You know, Thea's game plan meeting?
I guess. I don't really have much to contribute. All I've got to do is make sure none of you die.
Good luck.
What?
Never mind. Sorry. Stupid joke. Can we just sit? Is that all right? Could we just sit and be quiet?
Amen to that.
Thank you for listening. We'd like to extend a special thank to Chicago-based magazine Beefy for allowing us ad space in their first ever issue. You can check them out on Instagram at BeefyMag. That's at @BEEFY_MAG. The Hunter's Field Anomaly Report is a fiction podcast written by William R. Carrot. Our theme song was composed and performed by Alyssa Yalmgren. Brennan Griffiths was played by Dylan Hittesdorf. Audrey Schaefer was played by Isabella Velez. And Charlie Mertens was played by Elaine Gergoni.